Go down there. Go outside with Grandpa. Go. Come on.
I go outside, but it's the dark.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, that's how he told me to do it. So, okay. I think what I'll do is let's talk about language, because maybe that's what we're interested in. Can you recognize people, say, from different islands, when they speak in English, speaking Pidgin, do they sound different?
Well, the kids from Oahu speak English. I mean, even the youngsters. Like here, if you've gone on the west side,
yeah,
we really pick up the Pidgin, and it's...
On the west side?
Uh-huh.
You think there's more Pidgin over there?
More. Because the three high schools we have, Waimea, Kauai High, and Kapahai,
mm-hmm,
the students from Kapahai and Kauai High speak better English than Waimea.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Are there any particular ethnic groups over there, you know?
Well, we've got nothing but plantations here.
So, like, the heaviest Pidgin is in, mm-hmm, the plantation area?
Well, I shouldn't say that now, but when I was in school, it was like that. Now they got families from the mainland.
Yeah.
And I think it's helping.
Yeah. Helping what?
The people talk better English.
You don't like Pidgin?
Well, when you're here, it's easy. Like, I got to talk to my grandfather, right?
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah.
To make him understand.
To make him understand, you got to...
Speak Pidgin, yeah? Uh-huh.
Yeah. But, what... You say that it's all plantation over there. There's still plantations over there?
Right. We've got...
Okay. Well, who's living on the plantations now?
Filipinos, Japanese, Portuguese.
Just a mix.
Uh-huh.
I see. So, those are second generation or first generation?
First and second.
Yeah.
Because I myself, I'm the, what they call the third generation.
Third generation, uh-huh, right. Okay. So those guys over there, like, they probably speak Japanese to themselves, and then if they're speaking to Portuguese or Filipino, they'd speak Pidgin then. Is that
Pidgin, right? Right.
Okay.
Like, my girlfriend, she's a English teacher too. She said, what we should learn is to tune off and tune on. If you're speaking to the older people, we should speak fluently in Filipino,
yeah,
and then just forget the English. And then when you're with your own, she says, when you're with your age group,
yeah,
just don't speak Filipino and then go straight to English. But it's hard because they don't teach it in school, you know? I mean, and then the old folks will try to pick up the Pidgin, and it's a, I don't know, it's a mixture of everything, you know?
Like their own language,
mm-hmm,
where they came from. Can you tell the difference between a, say you've got a man born in the Philippines,
mm-hmm,
but he's lived here maybe since he was small, you know, and a man born in Japan, and they're both speaking Pidgin. Is there any difference between the way they speak Pidgin?
Yeah, they've got an accent alto there. Like the Filipinos are strong in the R's.
Yeah.
Because we've got, in Kamakana, we've got a lot of people from the Philippines.
Yeah.
Younger kids,
yeah,
and...
Yeah. Oh, you mean they've come directly from the Philippines?
Mm-hmm.
They're not born here?
No, not born here.
Okay. What about the words they use in Pidgin? Or like the way they say their sentences? Is that the same wherever they are from? Or
yeah,
is it different?
I guess like the Japanese, I was in Japan at one time.
Yeah.
And then they don't say the L's. So
yeah,
whatever Pidgin they pick up here,
yeah,
they drop it too, you know? And then the Filipinos will exaggerate the R's, and you can tell.
Yeah, but that's only like their accent.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
on
their expressions, like, do they have different Pidgin words? Or say, I can't speak it. My husband speaks it, right? We've been gone, or, you know, more better, or something like that. Does any one group use that kind of expression more than the other?
No, because I think all the different nationalities contributed to the Pidgin.
Yeah,
mm-hmm,
right. So
because a lot of people will say, oh, that's Hawaiian. And then if you really check it out, it's a Japanese word, you know? that's been broken up or
and
something
changed,
like that. Yeah, uh-huh.
Changed the linen.
Right.
And then taken into the
mm-hmm.
kitchen. Uh-huh. How about in school, when you were in school?
Well, Lorna, you know Lorna, Mrs. Ann's daughter.
I don't know her. I know Jenny. She's my friend. That's Noah's wife.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, like, Lorna is just a year below me. She spoke very good English in school.
Yeah.
But I guess she picks it up from her mother, being that, or something
yeah.
like that. And then majority of us, I don't know, we just, you go stay come, we go stay come, you know, you go stay go, we go stay come. And we knew what we, and you know, the kind.
Yeah.
We knew what we were talking about.
Yeah. But this was usual, like everybody speaking pidgin, right?
Mm-hmm.
In school together.
Yeah.
They don't speak anything else.
Except for the English classes,
well,
where they try to stop it, you know?
Right.
But even in math, even when I had Spanish, my Spanish teacher, I mean, whenever he wasn't speaking Spanish, he'd be speaking pidgin.
He's explaining
yeah. Right.
Pidgin. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That, oh, fantastic. All the teachers were doing
they,
that.
They felt that as long as, like math,
yeah.
they weren't teaching English, right? The main thing was math, so they try to teach math
yeah,
and make sure that
enough.
We, you know,
because
understand.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
right, because pidgin is a language.
Yeah.
It is a language, you know. It's a language.
Well, they're going to accept it.
Yeah. We hope so.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a lot of beautiful stuff in
pidgin. Right, and we don't use unnecessary words. I mean, we hit it
yeah.
to the point, you know.
Yeah, you know, I think myself that the idea that pidgin is bad,
mm-hmm.
it's old-fashioned. Pidgin can be a national language, and it's as good as...
Right.
It's how languages grow, you know, and then they become full-flowered languages.
Right.
So that's what we hope. That's what we are working for. So, you know, I think, how do you see jokes? Do you think jokes sound different in pidgin than in ordinary English?
Well, like now it's... For the past, I don't know how many months, where I work, we have all guys, but at Mana, we used to have a lot of girls.
Yeah.
And then when, you know, howlies, when they say a joke, sometimes you gotta draw pictures so the other one will understand. Maybe she's just slow in getting a joke. But if, you know, like when we rattle off, I mean,
yeah.
they catch it. They
yeah.
know what we say, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, right.
And
right.
then the girl says, it's a funny joke, how come you don't get... I says, well, you got to explain it slower.
Yeah.
You know,
but
it's a word she used.
Yeah, but it's not so funny if you explain it slower.
Well, after they catch on about half an hour later, then everybody roars, you know?
Yeah, yeah. That was where you used to work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're third generation.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, I've got to work that one out. This is your...
Grandfather.
Is your grandfather?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, my mother died way back in the 40s.
So these are their great-grandchildren?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I hadn't understood. I thought you were their daughter. See, I hadn't seen you and I hadn't seen how young you were.
I was raised by... They brought me up, so I... call them mama and papa and everybody thinks.
Oh yeah, because you lived with
mm-hmm.
them. Oh, so that's how you're third generation.
Right.
Oh wow, yeah. Now let me think. Do you know any jokes in pidgin that you could tell?
No, even if I'm reading it from a magazine, I can't say a joke. I'm not that,
I can't,
you know,
can't, yeah.
And sometimes I make down notes because it's really funny and I want to tell somebody, but
yeah,
it doesn't
I'm
come out.
I'm the same, and I forget a joke, like
oh.
after I've been told it, I forget it.
You know, and if I'm going good, I say something, then when I get to the punchline, I forget it.
So
I don't know,
you know,
some people, every word is
yeah,
a joke, you know
right.
what I mean?
Oh, they enjoy telling it.
Uh-huh.
Okay then, how about, did your grandparents tell you any stories of, you know, life when they first came here? Did they tell you any stories like that?
Oh, yeah, they say it was hard because my grandfather, when he came, he was, I think, he was sent directly to the Big Island.
Yeah.
And then when you talk about the places, I mean, they walked practically around the island just to find a job, you know?
Is that right? Mm-hmm.
Right. And then he'd joke about my grandmother giving him 50 cents. Then he'd not, you know, to buy lunch, and then he didn't use it for lunch and buy something, you know? Things like that.
Yeah, he'd use it for something
else. Mm-hmm.
You speak to them in Pidgin, though?
Pidgin.
You
I understand
what is
different dialects in the Filipino dialects, but I can't say it. I can't speak that.
Yeah.
Like they got the Visayan Tagalog. Because I used to go to movies all the time. And the movies are in Tagalog. I can understand.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But I can't say anything.
Yeah. You half know it, huh?
Uh-huh.
And you working, where are you working?
I work for the Air National Guard.
What? Oh, military, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You work up the mountain?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Have you gone up there?
No, I was going to go up today, but it didn't look clear. And I wanted to go up a day, you know, that I could see.
Mm-hmm. It was really bad today.
It was bad, so I'm glad. We didn't have time, you know. We were busy all day, so we didn't have too much time. Where were you born?
On Oahu.
On Oahu.
Mm-hmm.
And you lived there?
No, after about 6 months, I was brought to Kauai and raised by my grandparents.
Yeah, and where did you live? Like when you
Kekaha. It's a plantation.
Could you tell me about life on the plantation as a kid, as you remember?
I really don't know much.
Well, how old were you when you left there?
In Kekaha. Uh-huh. I was 18 when we moved up here.
So you must remember your childhood.
I don't know. Everybody seemed friendly.
Yeah.
We do things for neighbors. They do things. We raise things and share.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same anymore, you know.
Because it was a community, mm-hmm. huh? Everybody together.
And then my folks still feel the same way. I say things change. It's not, you know, the same.
Yeah.
I say you. I often say you raised me to be a sucker. That's my tough luck. Now I gotta put up with it. But you know, it's not the same.
Yeah.
You'll stop for anybody and things like that. You know.
Yeah, because people were helping
mm-hmm.
each other.
Right.
And was the plantation there? Was everybody from the Philippines there, or was it mixed?
No. I can remember when we used to have different camps. Japanese camp, Spanish camp,
all
Filipino camp.
Different.
Yeah. And then after a while, I guess housing shortage, they mixed in, and they still got the camps, but it's all mixed already.
Everybody mixed.
Mm-hmm.
And then after they mixed in, would everybody kind of do the same things? You know what I mean? Or did everybody have their own special things? I mean, like, did the Filipinos just go to chicken fights? Or did everybody go to chicken fights then? You know?
Well, in the old days, very few Japanese went to the chicken fights.
Yeah.
But now I understand it's about the same, equal.
They all go.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's become much more
right.
mixed. But you had your own house on the plantation?
No, we lived in plantation houses. In fact, we moved three times.
Yeah. One house for the family?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was way back when they had several families in one house.
Yeah.
But I don't remember that.
Oh, wow. Like today's modern youth, huh?
Mm.
Everybody living in one house.
Right.
And it's supposed to be Martin.
Uh-huh.
And everybody's been doing it for years.
And then the families, I was told that the people had friends that didn't have kitchens or cook or wives, that they'd go to the family's house and eat and, you know, pay a certain amount and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, like the single guys.
Mm-hmm.
This is Darren.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Janet.
This is Janet.
Hi, Janet.
Janet Cox.
And I hope I'm doing this right.
Well, this is just check and see. Oh, you see this little thing wobbles when you speak, huh? Or when Janet speaks.
Say something, Janet.
Say something.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. That's
and I've got these two things down.
Yeah, I'm good.
And did you mend your flat?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I was you know, I was asking Janet about pigeons because
oh, yeah.
I figured she wouldn't know too much about old things that happened at her age, right?
Right.
So like
in my age.
Yeah. So I thought I'd just ask you to talk about pigeons and like you know, who speaks it and that kind of thing.
That's great. Carry
so
on.
That's where I've got to.
Carry on. Carry on.
I don't like to carry on with you then.
Dude. Well, I'll go then.
No.
No. Or you want to talk to Janet?
No.
You don't know.
I'm sure you know.
Huh?
Okay, I'll wait out there. Right?
No,
you want to go and do that?
Well, you'll be about how long?
I don't know. Can you tell me what the time is?
I've got about 7 after 6. Yeah.
7 after 6.
Oh, we've got to phone the kids. Are you going to phone them, huh?
Yeah.
You
okay.
Got some change?
I'll be about half an hour, huh?
Uh-huh. Oh, you want me? You want to phone them?
No, it's your turn. You want some change? Okay. In there.
Thanks. Okay, excuse me.
You see, he is the expert. So, I don't want to hear me.
Yeah, like, I told my husband to stay down there because I often talk too much.
It's basically how you speak that I want to hear. Is your husband down there?
Yeah.
Maybe he's listening.
That's okay.
Yeah. You know, really what I would like to do is just to hear you talk. That's all I want to do.
Just to hear me talk?
Yeah. You can talk about anything, really. Doesn't matter.
Only thing, well, the old folks, they've been talking about this guy getting lost. They say if they were in the Philippines, a lot of people, it happened to a lot of people.
Yeah.
They always say, oh, if you should get lost, then you should take off all your clothes and turn it inside out.
Is that right?
It says if you'd be surprised, but the path will be right in front of you, the right path.
It'll be shown to you.
So I always tell my kids, and I says, because we had this guy, oh, way back, I used to live in Kekaha.
Yeah.
He walked to the dispensary, and then when he was walking home, some of his friends found him in a cane field. Because he said the road just seemed to disappear. Well, I guess the road wasn't there, he said. And some people say it was old age, and a lot of people said if they had it's with the in the Philippines like the Visayans, the Ilocanos. It's the same thing, you know. They say turn your clothes around.
You mean take this and turn
and
it
inside out,
or put it on back to front?
Well, maybe I didn't quite understand that, but they said to turn it inside out, so.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I tell my kids, because I always go up there and hike around.
Yeah. You let them run around out there?
Well, when it's not muddy, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, but the dirt here is something.
Well, that's neat. I mean, in Oahu, you know, nowadays, you can't do that too much because of the traffic, too many cars, where we live anyway. You know.
Yeah, one of our friends bought this condominium.
Yeah.
And, she was telling me they paid a fantastic price, I think
$70,000.
And I says, why pay that much for? I says, where's your land? And she says, she says, you got no choice here.
That's right. A leasehold condominium, right? A leasehold. You know, with maybe another 30, 40 years to go, and then you don't own it at all. It's going to cost you at least $50,000.
Shame.
For a couple of bedrooms, 2 bedrooms, you know. It's impossible. And a house you can't get under 80,000, no.
Wow.
So I figure it's cheaper here, right?
Mm-hmm. My girlfriend, I just called her just before New Year's. She bought a place in across Barbara's Point, and she said it was about 30,000.
That's outside Honolulu.
Uh-huh, the country,
like,
yeah.
It's, well, 30,000 is cheap, man, for anywhere. You know, like even Mililani Town is now 70,000. All Hawaii, Kai, Kailua, Kaneohe, it's all 70,000, 80,000.
Oh,
I know. Everywhere. But Honolulu, you know, it's ridiculous. It's even more.
And she told me she had a big yard, you know, because her family, her parents live in Kekaha.
Yeah.
And she said her footage is about the same.
Yeah.
It's kind of big.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And let's just hang on to it, you know?
She's lucky.
Uh-huh.
She's really lucky, I think. This is your daughter, huh?
Susan.
Susan, come and talk to us.
Say something, Susie.
No!
Hello.
She's pretty. She looks a little like my daughter. Okay, well, I don't know if you asked to talk. So, what did you do for Christmas?
Open presents.
Open presents. You talk to her, she'll answer you better than me.
And what did you do on New Year's?
What?
New Year's.
Eat turkey
and what? Wait, I want to tell your teacher.
You're supposed to be talking.
I'm supposed to be talking about what?
Anybody in the family can talk. It's okay. Just talking, that's all.
You know, my girlfriend, she teaches at Ele'ele School now. But you know, when he was 3 or 4 years old, she asked me if she could borrow him and take him to school. Because at that time, if he wanted to talk pigeon, he just flip.
He could do it.
And then when she came, or somebody older would talk to him, perfect English. But he can't do it anymore.
Why?
He's picked up pigeon. I mean, in school, you know?
You mean he only speaks pigeon now?
Well, yeah, every now and then I have to correct him, but...
You shouldn't. That's good.
No, because in my days, that's all we spoke, and the teachers try to break us. We used to play games, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, in fact, we even by playing the game, we'd say it wrong because we'd say cracky English. It's supposed to be correct,
yeah? What's the game?
Well, if you say something wasn't the right English, the person that catches you is supposed to say correct your English. They'd report you to the teacher. You had points.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. And nobody said anything after that because everybody would be saying, correct your English. Because
and this was a game the kids played or it was a game
well,
that the teachers
the school
decided.
Started, I guess.
Or they decided because they thought they should teach.
Right.
Stupid, huh?
Uh-huh.
You see, so then they breed that idea into the kids' heads that it's wrong, you know. Silly, huh?
So now... No, I hear a lot of the kids, well, the West Side kids, they still speak the pidgin.
Yeah.
But I noticed in Lihue, at the shopping center, the little ones, they speak pretty good English.
Even amongst themselves.
And then on Oahu, I see the little nursery school kids come out, perfect English. Man, there's something different, you know?
Yeah, but you know what? You're talking about nursery school children. My kids intermediate and high school. They speak pidgin.
They speak pidgin? She.
See, I think like it's the way to speak when you get into high school. I don't know. Maybe you could tell me about that here. Like in nursery school, they just speak like their parents spoke, you know, which might be pidgin, might not. But when you get into highest grades, you want to speak the same as each other, so you all speak pidgin. That's how it is where my kids go to school. I don't know if you'd find the same thing here.
Yeah, even when we worked down there, we hired this girl, she was from Florida. And then she said, you know, it's funny, but when you girls are together, no matter how close I come, you know, on the other side of the wall where you don't see me, she says, I can't understand a word you're saying.
Yeah.
But when I'm around, you people talk so I can understand. And I say, we talk the same way.
It's not the same. You know, to eat
yeah. And yeah. Then she used to notice the difference, but.
Yeah, that was with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's at school age.
No, at our working place.
Where you were?
Right, at Mana, but I quit working there and I'm that's working right. Up, yeah.
It's like two languages. Mm-hmm. Change.
Even the bosses say, why do you talk to us this way and then turn around and talk to your friends in another way? And we don't realize the switch, you know?
How do you talk to your husband?
The way I'm talking to you.
The same.
Mm-hmm.
It's only with those friends that you speak.
No, I'm using pidgin.
Huh? I don't know, you see. Yeah.
So. And then these guys I work with, a lot of them are from Oahu.
Yeah.
It's funny, you know, when we're in a bunch, they use pidgin.
Yeah.
And then you say, oh, she, some of them never left the island. But you know, when they talk on the phone to somebody that they don't know,
yeah. Is it
good English?
Yeah, that's right. Like, I think, you know, a lot of people use pidgin as a group thing. Like, it makes you feel more part of the group. Huh? You don't think so?
Right.
That's why the kids in school do it and stuff.
Huh? She. I don't know, when I, every now and then I get to listen to a group, it seems like there's a big difference from when I was in school, you know?
In what way?
Well, we used to talk where nobody could understand us. But I have to have one of my girlfriends.
Like,
I mean, you know?
It was much more pidgin than now.
Really?
Uh-huh. Much more, huh?
Right.
Was that in high school? Or an intermediate
school. All through.
Right through. Is that right? Yeah. And you only talk like that now if you see one of the same people from those days.
Talk the same way, right?
And maybe they do the same.
Uh-huh. Because even one of my, Barbara Franklin, we both went to school together and I went to the community college late.
Yeah.
She was my speech teacher.
Yeah.
In class,
yeah.
She tried to teach me to talk straight and over, hey, Janet! I mean, you know, I mean, you'd never know she was a speech teacher.
Uh-huh. When she wanted to really talk to you, she had to
mm-hmm.
change.
She changed, yeah. So.
That's funny. So, you lived here all your life in Kauai, since you were born,
mm-hmm.
since you came here, right?
Mm. Yes. Yeah, I know. I gotta put my shirt down.
That's right. Keep cool. And you were on the plantation, and then you came here.
Mhm. Well, we're still surrounded by the plantation. In fact, a lot of the. Well, I don't know. The old folks kept saying, why pay rent when you can buy something that eventually belong to you? So
yeah.
When my grandfather used to work at Kikau Plantation, he bought this place here.
Yeah, he was wise.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
And then
really
the aunts, they're from Olokele.
Yeah.
My neighbor up there, she's from Olokele. In fact, a lot of the different plantations, I mean, that's how it's...
Olokele Plantation?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So a lot of guys around here moved out, bought land.
Mm-hmm.
Did it right.
Yeah.
Certainly
did. Because even this one here is expensive.
Yeah.
And they won't let us buy another piece of property.
Why is that?
You can't own two pieces.
Or each
yeah.
person.
Right.
Yeah. And you have to be born here to buy. Or you can...
Yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very good, huh? And then you can buy just two pieces. Do they give you a government price for that? Or... A
well,
special price or
I guess the state set up
yeah.
prices for that.
Oh, I see.
And then they, according to this one here, it wasn't bid. They set the price and then it was a lottery type. So they had about...
So many people
uh-huh.
got it.
So some of my girlfriends that wanted places, they
yeah.
either 187 or 200 something, you know?
200 what?
The numbers that they, you know, they that's the order they were called.
Did any of your girlfriends get it?
No.
Nobody, huh?
Well, the girl that got the piece of property across the street.
Yeah.
She's single. I mean, you know, her family's a want. I mean, she probably move. Even when she get married, she probably move. But she got it.
Fantastic. And how much you paying for that?
She, I don't really know. But it's quite a bit.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, what, 80 cents to a dollar a foot?
It's enough.
Maybe more.
It's
yeah?
enough. And I guess that's a cheap price, yeah.
$1.50, I guess.
Do they have like a, we have in Oahu, homesteading, you know?
No, way back in the old days, Omao area used to be the homestead area, Kalaheo.
Yeah, like this was for Hawaiian, people who part Hawaiian, you know, and you can rent this.
Well, the Hawaiian homes, yeah, we have them in Kekaha and Anahola.
It's like a homestead area, right? They can live on the land and build a house there for some very small amount of money. And
well...
Then, you know, as the children grow up and they get to be a certain age, they have to leave. And then if they get married, they can get their own place there later. You have that? That's, yeah.
Well, it's... The houses, they were more or less... The ones in Kekaha, they all built identical.
Yeah.
And then you have to be half Hawaiian or quarter Hawaiian.
That's right. You had to have... Some percentage of Hawaiian.
But the children can stay there as long as the parents are there. But if they marry
they
and the children don't come out quarter Hawaiian, they can't stay. Yeah.
Well, they have the same thing. The same thing. They cannot stay there and get a home of their own if they're single. They can only get a home of their own if they marry somebody who's part Hawaiian. Yeah. It's the same thing. Where do you see that place?
Kekaha.
Kekaha. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I know.
That's, and then they've got another place way up in Anahola.
You find many people here speak Hawaiian?
No.
You know,
just
like in the family, yeah. Pure Hawaiian, you know.
Like every now and then they've got some in a valley.
Yeah.
They speak Hawaiian, like her name is Janet Kaohi, but I think it's... I can't think of her last name now. She'll speak Hawaiian to the kids.
Yeah? To her own kids?
Because even at Ben Franklin, I hear her. She'll say something that I don't understand. And it sounds like Hawaiian, so...
But, like, sometimes she speaks to them in English. And then she'll change her
right. And then right up there, we've got the Ele'ele. We've got this low-income housing.
Yeah.
We've got some people from Niihau that speak Hawaiian.
Amongst themselves, right?
Because
on Oahu, I guess there's... Nobody now, you know.
Well, I guess...
Say something.
I guess that's the way they... They, because I used to sell Avon and I used to sell some to this woman. And
so you were moving around and moving a lot of people.
And then every now and then they'll forget and I say I can't understand because... They have the hardest, you know, they gotta pick their words. You know, like, I guess if I was trying to learn Hawaiian, you know... Picture a dictionary, Hawaiian dictionary, and try to word it, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't coming fluently to them. So, you know, even pidgin, I guess they weren't speaking too fluently. If they were old, because maybe they hadn't been to school, you know, in the time.
Right.
Or they went to school for a very short time, something like that. You know, but there's not too many, huh?
Well, now they say they're coming out. During the Christmas season, they come out of Niihau, and then a lot of them speak fluent Hawaiian.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say fluent because the Hawaiians from Niihau speak Hawaiian a little different from the Kauai Hawaiians.
That is that right?
Well, that's what I was told, but I could never know the difference. You know?
Yeah. But you know what I'm interested in is. Do they speak pidgin differently on different islands? You wouldn't know.
I don't know because way back when, well, I guess pidgin is pidgin. Even when my girlfriend's on the other end, I mean, we talk the same. Even the ones from Honolulu,
the
Waipahu area where a lot of the kids still speak pidgin.
They still do. Waipahu, there's a lot of pidgin.
That Waimea area.
Right, a lot of pidgin. Oh, yeah.
We should understand each other, so I guess it's the same.
And it's the same thing. So, if you were speaking on the telephone to a friend from here and a friend from Waipaho, and you know, you can't see them, you just hear them, you wouldn't be able to tell that this one was from Kauai and that one was from Waipaho by any difference in the way they spoke?
No. Well, I shouldn't say that because we had one girl down there that worked with us, and she graduated from Kapa High School.
Yeah.
And, well, when I first saw her, I told her, I said, you're not from this area. And she says, how do you know? I says, the way you talk.
What was different?
She talked better English.
Better English.
Yeah. I mean, she tried to avoid pidgin, you know?
Yeah, but like, but it wasn't that her pidgin was different.
No,
it was it was more standard English,
right?
It wasn't just a different use of
words.
Yeah. So like, from all you've told me, I get the picture that if you're going to speak pidgin, it's going to be the same.
It's the same, yeah.
With the same accent, you know, like, I'm talking about third generation people, not people who come in with an immigrant accent, but like people born here.
Yeah, I think it's the same because even like Molokai and Maui, when I used to be with the CAP kids, we used to, you know, all teenagers.
Yeah.
Talk the same.
Yeah.
I mean, every now and then we'll come up with a slang that's our own, but that's something different, you know, I mean.
Like, a pidgin slang, right? You know any pidgin slang?
Pidgin slang? Right off the bat, I can. I gotta be with a group of
any?
The kind.
Oh, yeah,
no.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Like a word that grew up with the group,
mm-hmm.
sort of thing. You kind of
right.
pick it up from somewhere and you use it. That's like just a little group that
mm-hmm.
uses that word. Yeah.
But other than that word, everything else is the same.
The accent, the word.
Right.
The way you talk, everything. Uh-huh.
Because even some of the kids I met from Molokai,
yeah.
I say you're closer, I mean, as far as people were concerned, closer to Kauai because, well, they spoke almost like us, friendly like Kauai and everything else, you know?
Yeah.
Just because we weren't invaded by the, you know, commercials and all that silly.
By the what?
Outsiders.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Hasn't been spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people coming in. Let me see if all this tape's going. I can't see it. Oh, yeah. We still have some. Yeah. We still have some. What about food now? Do you eat mostly Filipino food or...?
Well, no, it's a mixture.
Total mixture?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I used to work with the girls, we'd pick up recipes, share the recipes, and once a month or once a week, we'd all bring different dishes from home and then have a party for lunch, you know, a 2-hour lunch break. And then it's all, we pick up good recipes from different groups and then
I was thinking, you know, like living with your grandparents, you know, if they were still always doing Filipino foods also.
Well, most of the time it's and more so now that they're getting old, it's strictly vegetables, you know.
Is that right?
Very seldom do they put meat in it.
Good for their health.
Well, according to them it's supposed
it's
to be good.
Fad, huh? Their idea.
They listen to somebody say, oh, meat, that's why they feel sluggish and stuff like that, so, you know.
Your grandfather's very strong, and he's got plenty of muscle.
Huh? He can't sit still, you know, he has to.
I saw that. It was difficult for him to sit there, you know.
Uh-huh.
And the minute we went, he was up.
Yeah.
Busy out working, you know.
Okay. Yeah, he keeps the yard and then. In fact, when I'm home, I think he walks around 3 times just to, you know, do nothing. Just to do something,
just
yeah?
Just to be busy, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he told me that he thinks it keeps him strong to be active,
mm-hmm.
you know. Like,
Even when he has a cold,
yeah.
I tell him to stay in bed.
Yeah.
Take your aspirins and stuff. No, he'll go out. He says he'll feel better.
Even if he's sick, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's right.
Even when he had his operation, I told the nurses, why don't you keep him here a couple more days, because when he comes, he goes home,
yeah.
he's going to move around it.
Yeah.
And then he says, you know, right, he had his appendix out, his gallstone, and they had complications, so there was three right in a row.
Like
it didn't heal.
Each other, yeah.
I told him the surface healed, but not the inside.
Yeah.
And then he says the only way to let him heal, in fact, one of the nurses was looking for him because he decided he wanted to walk, exercise, you know.
Just
and I says, can you imagine, he's here, yeah. and you cannot tell him to sit still. If I take him home.
Yeah.
This is, well, we cannot keep him, eh? He wants to go home, so.
So, yeah, I mean, if he wants to go home, there's nothing you can do about it, huh?
But every now and then, I don't think it, well, big operations like that, I don't think it really heals. Because during cold season, he'll feel.
Was it long time ago?
Kind of long, let me see. Yes, Susie's 9, he's had his operations before she was born.
Oh, well, he seems to have got over it pretty well.
Mm.
Yeah. My daughter's 10.
10.
Yeah. They play together well.
Well, now he's, in fact, just a couple of months back, he found some, they go to a parochial school at Callahale.
Yeah.
All the other kids go to the public school here in LA.
Yeah, yeah.
So the two of them are alone most of the time, just the two.
Yeah.
So now he's found some friends, but
yeah.
she's my playmate because she's got nobody to play with.
Oh, that's nice, huh? You play together, huh?
Well, I make her think he's my playmate.
Yeah. Because it's a new school for them. I mean,
no, they've been going there from kindergarten.
But the other children don't live near, right?
No, they're around, but they go to LA school.
No, I mean the other children going to their school don't live nearby.
They live in Callahale.
Ah, so it's kind
and
of
then we've got a couple of them in Kaumakani, but
yeah.
they can get over.
Uh-huh, but that's difficult. Mm-hmm. I know, we've had that problem too. It's quite a problem. So they learn to play together.
Mm-hmm. Well, they fight most of the time, but
yeah, they all fight.
And now that he picked up his friends, they call morning, noon, and night.
Always. Boy said if he can go to his friends' party tomorrow.
Friends' party. You're not having no party. So she's trying to look for some playmates.
Can I see the playmates?
Yeah. St. Michael's?
With who? St. Michael's and Debbie Michael's. Poor babe.
I think that's still going.
It's still going.
Yeah. But I think that's Derek coming back. I have to just ask you to read this. It's just to get a difference in the style of speech when you read and when you speak, when you speak without reading. So could you read it aloud?
Okay, sure. Last year, my cousin Ella came to Honolulu from Maui. We put her up in the guest room since she didn't have any other place to stay. In fact, we treated her real well. It wasn't bad the first 3 weeks, but after that, we started getting nervous. She slept till 11:30 in the morning, then took over the bathroom for a whole hour. She never straightened out her room. She was a mess. Lend me a hand sometimes, I said to her the other day. Okay. I'm not going to bother you folks after next month, she said. I'm going find one other place. Another month, I thought. It had better be sooner than that. The next day, she got a letter from her estranged boyfriend from Maui. I miss you, he said in the letter. You better come home quick, sweetheart. The next day, she went straight home.
Great. You think your son could read it for me?
Yeah, read. Come on.
You could read it.
Huh? Honey boy. Go, come on. Read, Susie.
I cannot read good.
Come on, say. Last year.
Last year, my cousin
Ella
came to Honolulu from Maui. We put her up in the guest room since she didn't have no other place to stay. In fact, we treated her real well. It wasn't bad the first 3 weeks, but after that we started getting nervous. She
slept.
What is that? Till 11:30 in the morning, then took over the bathroom